One of the biggest tourist attractions in Colorado is Garden of the Gods Park, and it's easy to see why. Red sandstone formations loom large, sharply contrasting blue sky. It's part of what drew Akiva and Lynn Males out from Pennsylvania.
North Gateway Rock means seven. So we're right here.
Okay, so we did park in the right
place. So we parked where we thought we parked.
Right.
They booked their multi-city tour of Colorado months before the Waldo Canyon fire. After confirming their hotel was still standing, they decided to keep the Colorado Springs leg of their trip.
The amazing thing is, as we're visiting now, we don't see any signs so far of that fire. We kind of had expected to see scorched land and forests everywhere, but we haven't noticed any residual effects of that yet.
We are not burned down.
About a half mile up the road in the visitor center, Director of Operations Bonnie Frum says they've answered hundreds of calls since the Waldo Canyon fire hit national headlines. Even after reassuring tourists that conditions were favorable, the park still saw a 40% decline in visitations the first week after the fire.
We were down, there's no question. And so then the next week, it was a little better. And the next week, a little better. And this last, we call it our key indicator, was the best we've had. Yeah, since the fire. So it's getting better all the time.
And city officials are hoping that rebound will continue today. Spectators in about 200 countries will watch cyclists as they go through Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs, while aerial shots will likely reveal scorched sections near Highway 24. Organizers hope another image will stick.
We want to create a perception.
Amy Triandaflo is with Vladimir Jones, an agency managing local marketing for today's stage, the second time the city is hosting the race.
One that's a reality for us, but for the rest of the world may not be, that this is a gorgeous, thriving community. We have natural landscape that comes right up to our city center, and it's an amazing place to visit.
Expectations are also big for today's crowds. As many as 50,000 are expected to come and see the race's only circuit finish, three loops through downtown. And that's good news for businesses like Old Town Bike Shop. According to owner John Crandall, this year started out with a strong spring thanks to unseasonably warm weather, but that was followed by a soft summer that hasn't really improved since the Waldo Canyon fire.
Business impact, I'm sure it's had some impact, certainly initially some negative impact in the long run. Sadly, we may sell some bikes to people who lost bicycles or their houses, but of course no one wants to make money that way.
While a boost to business may be positive, Crandall is also looking forward to the excitement and energy the USA Pro Cycling Challenge will bring to town. It's a change that will also be welcome at Josh and John's Ice Cream.
You guys know what these are?
Yeah, what do you mean, no? These are marshmallows. You never had a marshmallow?
Elementary kids from a daycare center tour the shop to see how Rocky Road ice cream is made. Fewer tourists have translated into lower ice cream sales this summer, according to co-owner Lindsay Keller, who has a personal connection to the fire. Her mom lost her home. She says today is about more than just the bottom line.
I think it's just been kind of a strange summer in Colorado. So the fact that we have this to look forward to is invigorating, and it's a good way to start fall.
Right, that's the purple path. So we were right. That is the purple. So
back in Garden of the Gods Park, tourists Akiva and Lynn Males prepare to leave on an afternoon walk. They say time and word of mouth will be other key factors to rebuilding the city's image.
People going vacationing, spending time, coming back, spreading the word, saying the state's still functioning. Yeah.
It's going to pass. I mean, I can't imagine this is... People, you know, get tired of a story very fast, and if they want to go, they want to go.
But the city isn't leaving anything to chance. The Convention and Visitors Bureau launched a $200,000 multi-platform advertising campaign in July, touting the city's attractions and hotel deals. It's expected to run through October. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.